بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السادس عن زبير بن عدي رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: أتينا أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه فشكونا إليه ما نلقى من الحجاج، فقال: اصبروا، فإنه لا يأتي زمان إلا والذي بعده شر منه حتى تلقوا ربكم، سمعته من نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are still in this chapter that we should hasten to do good deeds, we should not delay and procrastinate. And as we have been mentioning, especially with namaz, adhan should be in the proper sunnah time, and once adhan goes, man and woman should then not delay and they should go and perform the namaz immediately. And all other good deeds also, whatever good deeds there are, we should not procrastinate and delay. In this hadith, Hazrat Zubair ibn Adi radiyallahu anhu anhum says that we came to Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Zubair ibn Adi was the judge of Ray, a jurist and a reliable narrator of hadith as well. He passed away in the year 131 of Hijri. They came to him and they complained about Shakona ilayhi ma nalqa min al-Hajjaj, all the tyranny and oppression that they were getting from Hajjaj. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi was the governor of Hijaz, that is the Arabian Peninsula, which is Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, that area. And later he was the ruler in Iraq during the rule of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. He became notorious for his injustice, oppression, and murder of innocent people. So they complained about him to Zubair ibn Adi. Then he told them that isbiru, make sabr, have patience. All this tyranny and this oppression, make sabr on that. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَأْتِي زَمَانٌ إِلَّا وَالَّذِي بَعْدَهُ شَرٌ مِّنْهُ. He said that there is no time that will come, any epoch, any period of time, but the period that will come after that will be even worse. So you can just expect worse all the time. This is a general rule. Otherwise, we find the good period after Hajjaj was that of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, which is a golden rule again. And also, in the future will come the time of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu, and also Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which will be real golden eras and times of righteousness and goodness, of barakat and security. But those are just a few. But generally, the times that come later are always worse than the times that were before. And he said that carry on making sabr and expect all this to happen until the time when you meet your Allah. That is, when you die, till that time make sabr. And then he said, I heard this from your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The relevance with this chapter, with hastening in good deeds, is that commonly it is our habit that we'll always just be complaining about the rulers, etc. They are very bad. What's happening in Saudi at the moment with the rule of these people and how many things they are doing against Islam. But what we have to do, that we don't do. We don't engage in what we have to do. We are just busy condemning other people. We are just busy criticizing other people. But what we have to do, that we don't do. With the time of the vaccines and all the other protocols and whatever might be still in place in order to go and make Umrah, many people complain about that all the time. But we can make our Ishraq Namaz every day and we get the sawab full of Hajj and Umrah. But that we don't do. We are just busy condemning them and busy criticizing them all the time. Husband and wife dispute. Husband is just blaming and criticizing the wife. Wife is criticizing and blaming the husband. But what we have to do, that we don't do. And Allah's system is, when we do what we have to do, Allah's help comes. And if we just keep on criticizing and condemning, things just become worse all the time. In all matters, we should not be criticizing and condemning all the time. We should be doing what we have to do. And in doing doing what we have to do, we should hasten. We shouldn't delay also. And the solution to all problems are that we do what we have to do. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, used to give this beautiful example that a camel driver who is driving his camels in the desert, he comes to the oasis, the place where they can drink water. When he comes there and he wants his camels to drink water, but that person who is in charge, who is the owner of that oasis, he's got a machinery of his to draw water from the well and pour it into the dam. And that is a big round wheel with all drums fastened to it. They go in, pick up the water and throw it into the drum. But in the process, they make a big noise also. So the camel driver tells the oasis owner, stop this machinery of yours because my camels can't drink with all this noise that is carrying on. So he tells him, if I stop the machine, there will be no water. So your camels will have to drink in the noise. So with all the problems that are carrying on, we have to fulfill Allah's command. Then we will get to drink of our deen. But if we want all the problems to get solved, then we are going to start making ibadat and following Allah's command. It doesn't work that way. So we must start immediately. And how much we can do, we must do. And who goes a handspan to Allah, Allah comes an arm's length to him. How that we can do, we should do. And we should not delay in all this and make all types of excuses and make it sound impossible. We can't do anything. Conditions are very bad. My health is very bad. My finances are very bad. My problems at home are very bad. I can't do anything. We make it sound impossible. But what we can do, we are not doing. We should do what we can do, and Allah Ta'ala will remove all the problems, and there is absolutely no doubt. And one of the major ingredients in solving problems also is to have humility and humbleness. If the husband and the wife both, much more better. Otherwise, even if one just has humbleness, then it will solve all the problems. And a person won't suffer if he humbles himself, if he asks for forgiveness, if he forgoes his rights, etc. Because clearly it comes, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ Allah will make that person high. Allah won't let him be destroyed. But you do it for Allah's sake and see how Allah will solve your problem. It is a very straightforward, all solutions are simple, straightforward, but also our pride and our sophistication. We can't accept simple solutions. We must have sophisticated solutions. We must pay a lot of money to a counselor, go for various treatments. Then we think we are getting somewhere, but that destroys us more. All types of therapies, etc. Simple deen solutions are there for every person. And every person, even if we are not alims or anything, we can understand the solutions for ourselves. So the right approach is we must do how much we can do and Allah will open all the other doors. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was such a position that he had no choice really but to get involved in big, big guna. But he did how much he could do. He knew the door is locked. Not only that door, but all the doors subsequent also were all locked. But he ran till the door. Then Allah opened not only those doors, Allah opened his doors to Nabuwat also. Allah opened his doors to become the ruler of Egypt also. Allah opened his doors that his family that were far away in Canaan, that they also all came here. So we must just do what we can do. Don't make complaints and just all the time to try and show that I'm in a very bad condition and nobody can help me and my condition is very bad, that we are just harming ourselves. Just do what we have to do and see how the solutions come from Allah's side. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.